Buddy, and welcome to the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning, and we've got an informative show here for you today. We've got a show. We're going to get you caught up on all things Ian as we get ready for the next couple of days to be hit by a hurricane. We haven't been hit by a hurricane, really, in a little while. So it looks like it's going to definitely happen. So we'll let you know all the spots around the county that you need to know about, sandbag locations, what's happening with trash, what's going on with things like high school football. We're going to get you all caught up here on what to expect over the next few days here in St. John's County. But welcome in. Before we get into the show, I will remind you that we got a swag store. It is hurricane proof. If you get some swag, it will protect you from storms.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a factual claim, but it is very, very stylish. Very stylish stuff there in the swag store. So check it out. Shirts, shoes, hats, stickers, mugs. Lots of cool stuff. Lots of great stuff. Also, got to give a big shout out to our sponsors here on the show here today. And beginning with our banner sponsor, and that would be Old City Homes. Jerry and his team are currently building brand new houses, which include 2-bedroom, 2-bath homes, 3-bedroom houses on 1-acre lots, and 4-bedroom houses as well. Give Jerry a call. See what he has available for you at 904-466-9505, built to the highest hurricane standards. Again, that's 904-466-9505. And if you need a vehicle to drive, maybe you need a big truck to get through downtown St. Augustine over the next few days, Ozard Ford Lincoln has got you covered. They are proud to have served the St. Augustine community for 3 generations. Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln at I-95 and State Road 16, you're going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44th Spanish Street Inn, who we will talk about again very, very soon. First, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing in studio today?
Hey, happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It is.
It's almost the weekend. Here we go.
It's almost something.
Oh, can't believe we're here.
Yeah.
Not in the mood.
What, for a storm?
Yeah.
I don't think the storm cares, Davey.
I know. Yeah.
I don't think.
Dean just said F you.
I know. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're not in the mood, huh?
Who invited you?
Yeah. Ian just said, nope.
We'll see how that works out for you.
Holly, here we go.
Clay, how you doing back there?
Dying.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's heavily medicated.
What happened?
Sounds like it was a long night last night. Yeah, what did happen,
actually,
Clay?
I didn't drink or anything, man. I just woke up feeling really bad.
Oh.
Blame Ian. Everybody else is.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Everybody's blaming Ian for everything. Probably COVID, though. But
even down COVID.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Probably. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, what's the question of the day?
All right. Question of the day is, give your best flat tire story.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Best flat tire story? Yeah, like the story that ended up in the best scenario?
Most interesting flat tire
okay.
story.
Okay. All right. Well, so we were leaving my cousin's bachelor party out in Miami. This is probably about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I get not 5 miles out of Miami headed back to St. Augustine. I'm in a rental car and tire goes flat on the highway, on the interstate.
Uh-oh.
While I'm in the far left lane, just tire blows out. I'm going
left or right tire?
Right tire.
Okay.
Yep. Right tire blows out. I'm in the left lane going about 75. So, you know, I'm holding to keep this thing on the road, first of all, until I can pull over. Get pulled over, and I have to change the tire on I-95 into one of these little tiny donut spares that you're only supposed to drive 50 miles on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the whole St. Augustine trip to go.
Yeah, like another 3.5 hours.
All of it. Oh, yeah. Another 6 hours. Oh, wow. What are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
So you're driving like this?
The whole time just thinking this spare tire is going to blow and then I'm done. Yeah, and then I'm done. So that was a sketchy ride back. It was sketchy changing the tire on I-95, and all of it was bad. All of it was bad.
Yeah. David, you got one?
I remember 1991, back of a station wagon, and my mom was trying to hit me because I was being a bully to my sister, and I was. And
you deserve to be hit.
Absolutely. But then the tire it blew out on the right side. Passenger side, and I remember her still managing holding the wheel, but still going Shaka Khan in the back, and still like, getting yeah. She got me.
Like,
she,
totally like,
woo,
ninja
yeah,
like straight
ninja, mom ninja
like,
hands,
like yes. Right Street Fighter. Like,
yep. Oh, she got yeah. She said,
damn it,
sit down. Yes, she could have been a great bus driver.
Chun-Li.
Mom, come down. We need bus drivers. That would be great.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There's a job. Clay, do you have one?
Oh yeah, I do.
Sorry to wake you up, Clay. My bad. I didn't know if you knew we were doing a show.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Yeah, I don't really have a bad one, but like one time, one of my first cars that I drove for a little while was a Honda Civic Hybrid. I got a flat tire in that, and I put on the donut, and I had to go like 60 miles per hour down the highway, but I was getting like 80 miles per gallon.
Oh, because yours donut. Downhill.
Yeah. That was okay. Nice. I kind of missed that sometimes.
All right.
So mine was in like the summer of 1990. There used to be this thing called Hershey Track and Field. So like when I first started at Parks and Rec, I had to coach pretty much everything possible. So I was coaching the St. John's County track team that we had youth track team. Okay. And I'm taking them to Miami. So mine's in the opposite direction.
Okay.
So I'm taking them to Miami. So we just passed Fort Lauderdale, you know, when it's like 10 lanes across.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I have a whole van load of kids. I have 15 kids, one other dude with me, one other adult with me.
Okay.
All right. And my left front tire blows out doing like 65, 15 kids in, and I'm holding on to this thing and I'm not able to go right over, so I have to get in the little tiny median to the left. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I have to unload 15 kids out. I set them up on a wall.
Oh my
like
God.
In the median and up wow. I-95. All right.
Oh, man.
Wow. And Slim's the guy who was with me, Dennis Lynn, he worked at Parks and Rec with me. So Slim's with me and we all have to unload out this way. And every time a truck went by, I swear it felt like that van was going to fall on top of me.
Cranking this thing up.
We're talking like a 15 passenger. It'd be like trying to change the beast almost is what it felt like.
No way.
And luckily we got there. The spare was good. It held up the entire weekend. We had a good event. But I'm telling you, it was one of the scariest things.
Wow.
And I don't know, there might be people out there that was on that track team that day, but it was the kids were great. They all, because I was scared to death, because the kids' ages started at like age 7 and went up to like age 15.
Oh, okay. They were
so
young.
The 15-year-olds had to watch the 7-year-olds, and it was like, you know, because me and Dennis were working on the van. So luckily nothing happened, and it was one of those scary moments. Like I'm telling you, it felt like that van was just going to just come
on. Oh, I bet. Because when you have big trucks that pass you on the highway, you can feel, even when you're just driving on 4 regular wheels, you can feel the car just swaying back and forth.
All right,
and
it's a big van, and I swear the jack looked like it was this big. I mean, it was like, this is not going to lift this thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
yeah, you were lucky to get out of there.
That was before there were cell phones, and, you know, I didn't have a cell phone at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, but that's my tire changing experience. Hershey Track and Field.
Never again.
Headed to Miami.
Yeah, I think you win.
I don't.
Yeah, I think
never,
you win.
I will never drive a van like that again if I don't have to.
PTSD.
Yeah.
Man. And for all those kids too.
Well,
the kids probably loved it.
And you know, Wade Taylor was in here, but that van, I mean, its name was the damn van, because like it was so wobbly anyway. Like if I got over 50 miles an hour, it was like. You literally would get seasick.
Can't wait to put my kid on that.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was my so kid. Dangerous.
Yeah, that was the last time a lot of kids went with Troy.
Yeah, it was so dangerous. But they used to sit up higher, and now they're lower and they're safer. But I mean, it was just a horrible, horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It sounds like it.
Golly.
Okay.
So
With that said, it's time for a quick check of the weather.
It's going to be nice today.
Oh,
it's going to be a good day to throw sandbags.
Okay, well, that quick check of the weather brought to you by our friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com. All right, man, we got a lot to talk about regarding Ian today. As you guys know, we're probably going to get, Florida's going to start getting hit with Ian, looks like tomorrow, according to these latest tracks. And it looks like Ian's going to hit Florida, the West Coast, around a Category 3. By the time the center of the hurricane gets to us, it'll probably be about a Category 1. However, this thing is massive, man. Mm-hmm. This thing is massive out there. So when it hits Florida, pretty much no matter where it hits, we're gonna be feeling some ramifications from it regardless.
Yeah, it might be actually rougher for us when it's further away, if that makes sense.
Because we're on the backside.
Because, I mean, depending on the bands that come through.
Yeah.
Because once it starts hitting land, it's going to, I mean, it might even be as low as a tropical storm by the time it gets here. But we're on the rough side of the storm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is a marathon.
Yeah.
This is an endurance challenge.
I mean,
it's going to be a few days of, hunkering down.
Yeah. And something that's kind of in our favor is, like, we have a waxing moon, so it's not like a full moon. So the tides aren't as extreme.
Okay.
So that's
helps. That's a shimmer of hope.
Helps maybe.
I like that.
So when you live downtown, you check the tides.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, so, I mean, that's something that we might be fortunate on. So, but it's going to be similar to Irma, the way the track looks like.
That's what I'm hearing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
I was liking your wax on, wax off moment there. That's nice.
But it's a favorable moon. So there is that.
We've got something going for us.
There
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Hold on.
All right.
Something positive. Well,
we talked about before the show whether we'll be coming in studio and doing shows if it gets really, really bad over the next couple of days. I would assume tomorrow we probably do a show from in studio. But then, you know, we may zoom in and give you across the county coverage.
Yeah. Oh, I have the best galoshes. I'm just thinking of what I'm going to wear.
Yeah. Actually, it's on my list.
We're going to have everybody out on their front porches just talking about, you know, Clay's over across on the island.
Right.
We'll have the island report.
I'll give you a direct flood account.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Troy's going to be our flood guy. We've got, you know,
West
the weather.
King represent you.
That's right.
Yes.
I'll get you all of it. And then I will be your US-1 guy.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
You don't have the highest and driest.
Yes, I do.
Location.
Yes.
You actually do. Yeah.
I'm
not worried. I am not worried at all, man.
In a high area and then you're on a hill too.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're a land baron.
I just got to worry about those trees. The trees is the stuff you got to worry about.
Man. That's what I have to worry about too.
Mount St. Augustine South.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm not upset. So we will have our own team on the ground just like the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That'll be cool.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope none of us die.
Nah, we won't. We got it. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, never say
a little breezy.
Yeah.
Wet.
That's what happens, right? It's just going to be a little bit breezy. Yeah. Is that the official Hurricane Ian report?
Yeah.
I guess we don't make it.
Yeah.
Expect a breeze. Expect
a breeze there, Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I got some info from the city of St. Augustine here on sandbags, parking, trash, and debris. So let's start with it here. Sandbags. You can go to the city of St. Augustine's Facebook page for this graphic, too, if you need a refresher on it later. But sandbags starting today. Sandbag locations, at least in the city of St. Augustine, are going to be Francis Field. You can enter from Riberia Street, they say. You can do 20 sandbags per person, and you're going to need to bring your own shovel to fill those sandbags. And sandbags are a good idea, especially if you're in some of those areas that are prone to flooding. Troy, are you going to be doing the sandbag thing?
I am, and I have extra sandbags up in my attic that I have to get down
today. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like, empty bins. People are like, when I said that last night, they're like, you keep your sandbags? I was like, they're empty.
Yeah.
I bought them right after the storm last time.
I mean, you could keep full sandbags on deck,
that'd be
right?
A lot of work. Yeah. Up and down the ladder with a
40-pound
sandbag.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. I don't like physical labor.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Not a fan.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if you notice. I don't do a whole lot of work here.
Well, none of this is physical labor.
Yeah,
so.
Good point.
That beautiful studio you built.
So there's going to be free parking at the parking garage, by the way.
That's good to know. Okay.
Yep. So
when's that start?
That is going to start tomorrow. Tomorrow. Okay. Wednesday, September 28th, starting at 8 a.m. through Sunday, October 1st, at the historic downtown parking facility. They will do that as far as capacity allows, which I think is a good thing they've started doing over the last few years, is opening that up for free to residents so that they can park on higher ground and at least not get their cars.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I've definitely taken advantage of it every time.
That's really nice.
I will again.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea. It's a great resource to have available in times like this, man, for sure. Because we've all driven down downtown St. Augustine after a hurricane, and there's plenty of spots where cars are just buried up to their windshields, man.
Oh, that's
in water. Yeah. So that's going to be a good resource for you. Again, that's going to be starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. If you need to take advantage of that, that is going to be until capacity allows, until they are full out there at the parking garage. As far as trash and debris are concerned, Wednesday, September 28th, they say yard debris collection is expected to remain on schedule. Other collection will be provided as weather permits. They remind you to secure bins so that they don't become flying debris in high winds. It's a good tip. You can monitor at City St. Aug on Facebook and citystaintaug.com/Ian for collection updates.
So that's just going as normal. So Thursday's going to be fine too? That's my day. That's why I'm asking.
It's going to happen as weather permits, I think. Okay. So I would say Thursday, don't count on it.
Okay, good. So then I'll leave it chained up. Nice.
Yeah.
So, no, and get your plants in too. Plants and potters and
plants
stuff like
have
that.
Feelings.
I prefer not to have your hibiscus flying through my window.
That's smart.
Get your pots inside.
Yeah. For Troy's sake. Yeah. For Troy's sake. For not Troy's for your sake.
My neighbors have a lot of plants. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. It's a Flagler home.
Greg.
Damn it, Steve. Fix your plants.
I thought Greg was a funnier name, but okay.
Greg. No, I used his real name.
Greg. It's all the same.
Wow. You went for the jugular.
Jeez, man. He's not playing around, Steve.
Hippie. Your hippie dippy plants.
Damn hibiscus plants.
Yeah. Save your basil.
And then they are saying if in the case of localized flooding, you can expect localized flooding levels similar to, again, they say Hurricane Irma. They want you to avoid driving through standing water.
Stay off of Iberia.
You stay off of all of downtown. Are you kidding me? Stay out of all of it. Flood's really bad, too, by, like, City Hall down in that area sometimes. And I will possibly take the beast through some of this if it gets really weird. Bring you some
stay live off of Iberia because I'm not pushing the beast,
man. And don't do the jokes in the street, you know what they do, the wakeboarding, because that pushes more water into the people's homes. Am I saying that right? You know what I mean? Like they it gets a little too crazy
if you're driving through. Sure.
Just drive slow.
Those kids with polyacrylene, stay off of Iberia.
Please do us a favor.
I'll treat you the same way I treat Steve.
Some people have nice
All right, then. Stay off Iberia in general.
That's
St. Augustine.
Stay in the South. It's higher ground.
Again, for Troy's sake, stay off Iberia.
Everybody's been warned.
They've all been warned that you're not going to help them either. Troy will be no help to you if you get stranded on Iberia.
No, I'll create your new flat tire story.
Oh, wow. Just really horrible. Going
They're
for
already
it.
Stuck, Troy.
And the neighbor, everybody's
stay
down.
Off of Iberia.
But yeah, if you try to drive through that stuff, it will ruin your vehicle. I mean, it will total your car.
Mm-hmm.
So be very, very careful.
Yeah, it's salt water.
It's salt water.
Yeah. It's salt water.
It's not good for anything, especially your vehicle. So St. John's County Emergency Management has a citizen information line that's opened to answer residents' questions as well about Hurricane Ian. For more information on that, you can call the St. John's County Emergency Management Citizen Information Line at 904-824-5550. That's easy enough to remember.
I'll put it in comments.
Cool. Thank you. They say residents can find tips and resources such as supply kits, information for your pets, and other emergency response information. Here's the thing, too. Don't leave your pets outside all during this.
Come on.
We always see one or two of those. And boy, that's just
infuriating.
A terrible, terrible thing to do to your pets.
Yeah, really think about your conscience. Bring them inside. Yeah. Help them.
Yeah, seriously, man. Do not leave your pets out for any part of this.
What was the phone number again?
It's in the comments.
No, Davey, I think you missed it.
904-824-824. Okay. Thank you.
I just saw it pop up there.
Got it.
5550.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
I used to work in that EOC. I was like, it's not 825.
Yeah. You can also go to sjcemergencymanagement.com and get more information from the St. Johns County Emergency Management Department there as well. From the latest reports that I've seen, we could expect possible wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour through this whole thing, which is not the worst we've ever seen, but definitely not anything to mess around with, man. It's going to get windy. It's going to get hairy. It's going to get sketchy there for a day or so later this week.
Yeah. Yeah. The dangerous part is, I mean, and this is a real thing, is the dangerous part is a lot of these storms, when they hit, they can sometimes spring off tornadoes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing it, the hurricane or the tropical storm that might hit us.
Yeah.
But some of the things that come with that become very dangerous, and the lightning and those things. Know how to shut off your main power at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know how to do that, learn how to do that today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Okay. Very good information. Let's get you caught up on some gas prices. If you are fleeing town and you need to know where to get the best price on some gas, let's see here. We've got the Circle K out there at 4564 US 1 North there at 324. Mm. The gate out there at Mizell Road bumped up a little bit to 329. We've got your Sunoco out there at 2199 North Ponce at 329 as well. Your Mobil and Circle K at 800 South Ponce is at 329. Also, 146 King, your Shell, 329 there as well. Mm. Ashwin out there on the island at A1A Discount Beverage, 329. So our list is staying around normal prices here. That's good. I don't see any price gouging on that list.
All right, dip it low.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's a good thing to have affordable gas for people in this time right now, for sure. So, of course, that Gas Buddy Gas Report brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn in historic downtown St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to high-five you on this one, too. Don't worry about it.
Relax, indulge, and explore your perfect St. Augustine staycation, except in the event of a storm. Maybe not the best place to escape a storm, too. We still love them down there. We do.
It's like Noah's Ark over there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. 44 Spanish Street at the perfect spot to put visiting guests, family, or friends, or just to get away for the day, just not over the next couple of days. Still love you guys. Go to 44SpanishStreetInn.com and book your next visit.
Actually, their street's not bad.
Really?
Their street doesn't flood that bad.
Like Spanish? Okay. And
It doesn't, because it was redone.
Okay.
Right? They have the right drainage and stuff like that.
So are you recommending people should stay at 44 Spanish Street
Inn? Can't get in and out.
Okay.
Just get stranded at 44.
You're stuck on that island. Can't get in and out. So
you'll be high and dry and 44 Spanish Street.
Let's not make guarantees we can't stand by.
God bless you. Yeah, there it is.
No, but their street's one of the better streets.
Good.
Down there.
Okay. That's good to know. Make your decision wisely. Yep. All right, man. We've got some live music coming to town today and tonight as well. For those of you who aren't doing your last minute prepping and you want to go see some live music,
let's get some last minute rock out session. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to Earth, Wind & Fire tonight.
Okay. Oh, is that at the Amp? I assume that's at the Amp. Yep. Okay.
They're going to bring the heat tonight. Nice. That's going to be nice.
It's kind of a foreshadowing.
Yes, it is.
There it is. Captain Obvious.
That was not the weather report. That's the music report.
Right. Okay. We got Smoke and Joe Shower coming to the Milltop at noon. Redfish Rich at Trade Winds Lounge at 1 o'clock. You got John Dickey at the Milltop at 4:30. Bad Dog Mama, Gypsy Cab. That's cool. 5 o'clock. You got Mark Hart at Trade Winds at 5 as well. Caleb Joy at A1A Aleworks at 5. Jim Johnston, Prohibition Kitchen, 6 o'clock. Josh Ford at Pierre's Pub at 6. Smoke and Joe Shower at Ann O'Malley's Deli and Pub at 8. And Salty Dog.
All right.
Dog. Trade Winds Lounge.
Dog.
9 o'clock. So that live music mic check brought to you by our friends at Chris Stevens Automotive. A good place to check in with if you're headed out of town here soon. My mechanic, my mother's mechanic, should be your mechanic. You can check out Chris at 904-451-5144. Also, probably too late to get your roof inspected. Should have done it before.
Yeah.
But Fidus Roofing is the company to do that for you. Mm-hmm. They support local charities that support local kids, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. John's County, Investing in Kids, the Boy Scouts, and many more. They're also looking to grow their team and would encourage anybody to come and apply with them. They are master elite contractors for St. John's County, which allows them to offer warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call today, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers. They
do. All right, man. Clay, do you have the picture of this truck on Wildwood?
What happened?
This was pretty wild. Got to give a shout out to Shannon out there for sending us these pictures before the show. There is a truck out there headed into what looks like the Publix entrance. Hey. I think it's probably still there. That's a lot to move. Somehow bent in half.
Wow.
Bent in half. Big Miller Lite truck.
Yeah, looks like it's doing downward dog.
It's very yoga.
It looks like it's doing something it's not supposed to be doing, for
what
sure.
What happened here?
Again, that's what I feel like when I do downward dog. I look like a collapsed
truck.
You
don't do yoga.
I know, that's why.
You're very bendy.
Exactly. Hey, then. So that's a little bit of news, man. Don't know exactly what happened there, but if you're in that area, you might run into a little bit of traffic as they're trying to clear that up.
No beer spill, though.
No beer spill. Wow. That's unfortunate. Some people could have had some free cases.
Right before the hurricane.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what you want. Did somebody sabotage this truck?
Right.
They're trying to get free beer out of there for the hurricane, man. Damn. That's a blessing in disguise for some people.
Yeah.
But alas, no beer.
Yeah, no beer.
No beer for you. We think maybe on the other side of that picture there's just tons of beer.
Just a very interesting pose.
It is. Yeah. How does that happen? I've never seen that happen before. So Shannon, we appreciate you sending that to us. That's good stuff.
Bendy beer.
Yeah. Bendy beer.
Yeah. Weird. Very weird. Okay, man. Some of the high schools around here had to reschedule some of the football games, honestly, just out of an abundance of caution to make sure they can either still play or put it off till this storm is gone. This story comes from, I forget where, but you can check my sources on the 904 Now app. They say the storm causing postponements across the state with numerous games in the area moving out of their typical Friday time slots. We got four local games that have been bumped up into earlier this week, while three others have been postponed. Menendez going to host Gainesville on tonight, Tuesday night.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's quick movement, man.
We're pivoting. Yes.
Yeah. While University Christian visits Providence tonight as well. Bowl's going to visit Episcopal on Wednesday at 4:00. All three of those games are district matchups, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like for Tuesday, it's again Gainesville at Menendez, University Christian. We covered that. Wednesday, Bowl's and Episcopal. We covered that. Thursday, Harvest Community at Cedar Creek, and Saturday, they're going to try and play a game at Saturday, Riverside versus Rains. That's kind of more in that Jacksonville area. But so a couple of a little bit of movement here. It looks like the St. Augustine High School game, they're still planning on Friday for that one.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Gotta say, not sure if that's going to happen. But let's hope it does.
And I don't think that has the school district said anything yet, or I think they're just, it's probably going to be today. I think that you just stay tuned. Well, Flagler
is going online Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay,
so they're not They're not doing any school yet at the facility.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. So I would expect
they're going 100% online. I mean, you know, but Flagler's in an area where it floods pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I would expect many of the schools to start canceling school, you know, starting tomorrow. Or at least not be mad at you if you skip school starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the key phrase there.
Yeah. They're really going to come after you for that. Where was your kid on Wednesday?
Yeah. Pete did not come to school today.
Little Petey. All right. So
that wouldn't be that unusual.
No, that wouldn't be. That was Pete a constant.
Going to school.
As soon as I got my car, they barely ever saw me.
The teachers were like, whew, he didn't come.
Yeah. Some of them were.
So when you got your license, that must have been freedom. Did you like were you just like, yes?
That
was for everybody.
Freedom from all responsibility.
True that. It was the best feeling in the world to be in the car by yourself.
He was he was like Braveheart.
Yeah.
Freedom!
It's mine!
License!
Oh, crap.
My car broke. My $600 car broke. No.
Was that a curb?
No, it was not. No, it was not. It was my transmission.
Again.
Oh, the amount of clutches and things I put in that car.
Mm.
My God. All right, man. Well, that is where we stand here in St. John's County right now. We will, of course, be bringing you information on the 904 now as soon as it is relevant and pertinent and all that good stuff. Pertinent. Did I say that word
pertinent.
Right?
Pertinent.
Right.
It's impertinent.
That's not it, but it's okay.
all right, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today, man?
I am going to just tremble my way through.
Tremble.
Tremble.
Yeah, tremble.
Trepidation.
Tremble. Yeah. Because there's some.
You usually tickle on a Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Or tiptoe.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, usually the tiptoe. Yeah, sure.
All right, as you do that, I will tell people that Flashes and Brilliance, they're St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company. Ew. They buy gold, silver, rare coin, fine watches, and more. It's no secret. A lot of us need cash right now. And if you need cash to escape the hurricanes, this might be an option for you. If you got old treasure, random antique coins, things just taking up space, you might not even know what they are worth. John and Stephanie know exactly what they're worth, and they want to give you cash today for your treasures. Give them a call, 904-540-7617. Book your complimentary appointment. That means free. It is easy, safe, and you will get the best rate for your items. 904-540-7617. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bates, Hewitt & Floyd. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. BHF specializes in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners insurance. They have a small, dedicated staff to work directly with you. Christy Lawrenson is our St. Augustine advisor and brings her passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Stop in or call their new St. Augustine. Bing bong. Stop in or call their new St. Augustine office, which is conveniently located in South Park across from Flagler Hospital. You can call them at 904-794-5455. All right, Troy, what do we got, man?
All right, so first off, I want to say sorry, Robin had to cancel her trip. She was supposed to come in. She was actually going to come in and see us.
Spokane.
From Spokane.
Yeah.
So she had to cancel her trip. It'll be better when you come back.
It will. It'll be better to experience St. Augustine when it's not
to be here during a storm.
The plants will be watered when you come back. Very flourishing.
And someone said, you know, the sandbags, you know, that covers one door, but it does cover one door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 20 sandbags. And just a little tip, if you have it available to you, roofer's tapes around the door will seal up the door enough where you don't have to use as many sandbags per door.
That's a good tip.
It's a roofer's tape called zip tape, but you know it's going to be tough to get a hold of right now.
Yes, especially since you just said that, Troy.
Well, I think Home Depot might be sold out too.
Yeah,
but it is something you need to keep in your hurricane. If you're in an area that floods, keep it in your closet or something to get a hold of.
Zip tape. It's
zip tape. So and it's used for roofers to seal different roofs and stuff like that. So, and that's what I've found over the
history. Ooh, it ain't cheap.
It is not cheap.
$267.99. Woo!
Yeah, that's a case, right?
Yeah, that's a case.
That's a case.
That's all they got on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
It's a case.
That's a case. I was like, $267. I'm going to do duct tape and be just fine.
Someone suggested Gorilla Tape. It works similar, but the zip tape is.
Zip tape's the best.
It's made to be waterproof.
And is that tough to get off the door?
Oh, it's impossible. You're going to have to paint your door. But you still rather save your house.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Replace a door or the whole house.
Yeah. You just have to paint the door. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
It rips all the paint off.
Okay.
So. Okay. And I have holes on the side of my house that like are seep holes that I have to fill also. So I have to cover those with that. And it rips all the paint off. So I'll be painting probably next month.
Beautiful.
After hurricane season.
You going to be out there yourself with the overalls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm a terrible painter. I have friends that are very good painters that I'll cook for them for a week.
There you go.
Before I paint.
Asymmetrical. Hey. I know. I love it. Yeah.
All right.
I hate painting too.
And he just watched the show and he's like, okay, I'll take you up on that.
Good. Because I love to paint, but I was not volunteering.
Yeah.
No. I was not volunteering.
Just touch-ups around where the tape's at.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man.
But it works really well, you know, so you can get it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. $267 later.
So.
All right, man, what do we got for Stoidum Stat?
All right, the Stoidum Stat, first off, it is not St. Francis Field. You said Francis Field correctly. Mm-hmm. It is named after Freddie Francis, a gentleman who donated the wall around the field when the the St. Augustine Saints used to play there. They had a minor league baseball team.
So he was not a Saint.
He was not a Saint.
Oh.
He
donated. Oh, that sounds like a very nice guy.
He was related to Henry Flagler.
Okay.
Okay. So
he had a little bit of money.
Yeah, good money there. Yeah.
Yeah, good breeding. My painter just said deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Happened really quick.
Hey, man. Good for you. Jeez.
But the stoidum stat today is on this day, FDR really tried to, he saw World War II coming to be, and he sent a letter to Hitler because Hitler was about to invade Czechoslovakia, a portion of Czechoslovakia that Germany felt was theirs. All right. Kind of like what Russia's like, oh, Ukraine, that's ours.
Yeah.
You know, they felt that that was theirs.
Yeah.
And FDR wrote a letter to him, and it was his second letter to Hitler. And Hitler's like, no, you guys screwed us on the treaty from World War I. We're taking back our land.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was kind of one of those moments that could have went either way. And Hitler's like, nope. And
he went the road. He chose violence.
Yeah. And in FDR's letter, it was like, we should be able to negotiate this. And Hitler's like, nope, too late for that. And he just went after it.
So. Should have made the letter scented. Like Elle Woods, that was a calming effect for him. It would have been nice, little lavender, little rosemary. No, not feeling it. Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. No, okay. I knew exactly where you're at. I was actually a little sad. No. I kept up with that one.
No, yeah, I know. We all knew exactly what he was talking about.
I can't, yep. that one made me sad.
He was forced to go to the movie theater 5 times to see that.
I did. Yes, at that point, yeah, I was drug out to the movie theater many times to see that movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, man, that's Stoidum Stat brought to you by our great friends at St. Augie's Pizza in downtown St. Augustine. Go get to downtown St. Augustine and get some Augie's Pizza while you still have the chance before it's all gone.
Good grub.
Yeah.
Great grub. Great food. Perfect for hurricane preparedness. Perfect for hurricane prep food.
Absolutely.
It is the best. Right in between Riberia and ML King. Get there today.
All right, man. I think that's it for us today. Of course, we'll be giving you all the prominent updates that you need here through the next few days. And thank you guys for a great show. Thank you, Clay, for pressing all the buttons. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance. Click up there to get those alerts. They're going to be very important over the next few days. If you're watching on Facebook, download the 904 Now app. If there's something super important, we'll also send you alerts through there. And Davey and I will be back at 3:00. We will talk to you then.
Bye-bye.